Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Nacho's Revenge.
Nacho! Time for your favorite prank calls. It's time for Nacho's Revenge. Can we all say good morning to Wendy?
Morning!
Good morning!
Morning you. We hear that you need revenge on your brother Frank.
So I went to visit my parents, and my brother lives with my parents. And immediately, as expected, my brother hits me up for gas money. He always does it.
Okay.
I'm tired of loaning him money that really takes him, like, weeks to pay me back. So I just told him to use my car. Like, just use it. And about 30 minutes after he left, he called me and said that the tire light came on. No big deal, right?
Mm-hmm.
I tell him, go fill it with some air, and it'll just be fine. He comes back and says the pressure is good. And a few days later, I get a flat tire where I'm driving.
Oh.
So I call AAA to come out. They fix it up, and they tell me, you know, you can't use duct tape to fix a hole in your tire.
Your brother put duct tape on the slow leak?
I was as confused as you are right now, okay?
What?
I mean, yes. It kind of makes sense, right?
It does not make sense. You do not know.
Carla.
Absolutely no sense. I'm sorry.
What?
They actually showed me the tire where the duct tape was over a nail in my tire.
Oh, my God.
No. Wait. So did you call your brother out for this?
I didn't get a chance to ask my brother, but it's not the end of the world.
Okay.
I want you to scare him straight a little bit.
Okay.
He needs to grow up.
Okay, so what do you have in mind? So obviously I'm going to prank call him up next. What do we have in mind?
What I'd like you to do is I'd like you to call him up and tell him that he's responsible for the tire and that actually it's going to be a charge of $250. I know he doesn't have the money, but that would totally scare the crap out of him.
Yeah, if he still lives at home with his parents, $250 might as well be $2
million.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Wait, how old is your brother, by the way?
He's about to be 21.
Oh, girl, $250? That's a lot to us young people. That's a lot to us young people.
Okay.
He needs to grow up. He needs to actually get a job. He needs to stop sleeping on the couch. He needs to actually be able to afford something like this.
He needs
this.
To stop lying to you above all. Like, look, you run over a nail in the road. That happens. But don't put duct tape over that.
Dude, I was so pissed when I found out. I was crying on the side of the road.
Oh, God.
Yes.
All right, let's ruin your brother's morning.
Yeah.
I think this is the return. Remember that one prank call I did back in the day where I was an insurance agent and I was from insurance?
Yes.
I missed that one. All right, I'm going to be Nacho Chavez from insurance.
Oh, my God.
AAA. Ha! I'm so excited about this one. All right. Up next, ladies and gentlemen, your favorite prank call, Nacho's Revenge, the return of insurance. Morning mess. It's the morning mess inside. Your favorite prank calls is Nacho's Revenge. We spoke to our new friend, Wendy. She has issues with her brother. Brother still lives at home. You know, he's 21, 22 years old. Kind of mooching on everybody. So she knows when she goes visit her parents, he's probably going to try to mooch off her. Well, in this one instance, he asked for some gas money. He's like, I don't got no gas. Just use my car. Well, he takes off with his sister's car and he gets a flat. Tells her that, you know, it's just a slow leak. The tire light went on.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she's driving it. And then she really gets the flat. And when she got AAA, they come and that's who tried to put duct tape over the nail in the tire? Now, Wendy, did I pretty much nail this?
He didn't even take out the nail to try to hide it. He just left the nail in the tire and put duct tape. Like, who does that?
I'm tripping on the whole duct tape thing.
Yeah, yeah. I get leaving the nail in, sure. Drive it over to your tire shop. But the duct tape, really? Like, who did he think he was fooling?
I don't know.
Yeah, he got a C-minus in shop. So you were stranded on the side of the road. You had to call AAA. And your brother pulls stuff like this all the time.
Yeah.
So your idea to get back at your brother was what this morning?
It was to call him and tell him that AAA found him responsible for the tire and that it's $250 for the payment of the tire.
I love it. AAA is good, but have you heard of insurance? We're going to cause an insurance and let him know he got $250 to pay up. Are we ready?
Yes.
All right, let's mess with our brother. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, Frank. This is Nacho Chavez from Insurance. How are you?
I'm not sure what that is.
To be honest, it's insurance from when you're broke and you're broke down on the side of the road with your car, Frank.
All right. Can I help you?
So here's the situation, Frank. It's your sister's car. The flat tire, the duct tape. I mean, whoever did this is so stupid. Am I right? Duct tape? I mean, who does that?
Dude, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do, because your sister sneezed on you. She told me that you did that to her car, and she actually broke down on the side of the road with a really bad flat tire. I had to come save her with my cape, because you're basically not a man, and you're a little bit dumb, Frank. I must admit, I've never seen this in my life.
Dude, I'm not going to stand here and listen to you call me dumb.
Well, you can sit there and act dumb.
Why are you calling me?
Well, okay, you big baby. Gee, someone needs a nap, huh? Really cranky. So your sister has named you in this case as the liable party, okay?
I have no idea what that means.
Well, of course you don't, because you're a big baby, dumb Frank. So listen.
Dude.
Huh?
Don't call me baby.
What?
What the do you need?
Oh, my goodness. So rude. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Well, like I said, Frank, you are the liable party in the flat tire incident, which means you are responsible for the deductible of $250 for the cost of the...
I have to pay $250
what happened?
For what?
Huh?
I'm not paying $250 for anything.
Yes.
Man.
Your sister named you as the responsible persons for her flat, which means you're responsible for the cost, sir.
I'm responsible for my age.
Okay, great. You have just admitted on the record that you are responsible. So where do I send the invoice to you?
Don't send it anywhere. I'm not paying it, bro.
Yes, you are, bro.
No, bro, I'm not.
Bro, yes, you are. Frank, how many times are we going to say bro? Seriously, bro.
I'm not.
What?
I have nothing to do with this. No, not going to pay $250.
Okay, so then we will do our other policy. Some people do an eye for an eye. Well, we're going to do a tire for a tire.
Tire for a tire? Dude, what does that mean?
I'm sending a person to come to your home and take your tire. A tire for a tire, so that way we're even.
No, dude, you're not taking my tire.
Yes, we're taking the tire. Which one do you want? The left or the right one taken?
No, 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 you're
the back or the front?
I'm not taking
the ball to the... What are you doing? We have to do this!
If you come by and take my tire, I'm going to slash your tires on your stupid tow truck.
Well, I drive a unicycle, so there's only one tire. What?
You little...
What? Oh, my gosh.
Bro, I'm not paying stupid $250, and you're not taking my tire, you I'm going to find where your car or your little bicycle is, and I'm going to slash those tires. You hear me? Okay. Do I make myself clear? Hello?
I'm sorry, Frank. You cut out. I didn't hear anything you just said. What? Here at Insurance, we're here to take care of every need.
No. Are you serious?
Frank, we gotta let you know, you're actually live on the radio. We're the Morning Mess. Your sister Wendy put us up to this prank call. She's on the line right now.
Dude, like, you've got a flat tire with a nail in a tire and you covered it in duct tape? Come on. Seriously?
No, man.
Come on, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.